As a lawyer and as an influential blogger, Adam, what advice would you offer to the court in order to encourage UK public opinion towards a more favourable understanding of human rights?
One thing that I've been praising the court for in my most recent blog post is the way that they deal with the internet. And I think that it's very positive and it's a good example of where a court should deal with its public-facing aspect. So the Council of Europe is very good at producing press releases, at producing videos, podcasts, what have you, all relating to recent judgments and all pretty much as the judgments are being released. And I think that's absolutely essential, and it makes a big difference, because if judgments are reported wrongly, they're usually reported wrongly in the first few hours after they're released. And one of the reasons, aside, unless it's a willful misrepresentation, which does happen, it's often just a sloppy journalist who doesn't really understand what they're doing, reading the first few paragraphs or reading a press release which is wrong from one of the sides to the case, or just getting a second-hand explanation that is also wrong. So I think that aspect of the communication aspect is absolutely crucial. It's not easy, because there's only a certain amount you can do when you've got a very strong press and no politicians are. Senior politicians are not willing to come out in support of the courts. I mean, that just seems absolutely clear at the moment. There's no, you now do not see, apart from Ken Clark occasionally, the Justice Secretary, senior politicians after judgments come out and say, look, this is a court, not a parliament. It's not meant to be popular. It's meant to be right. We think that we've got serious objections to what they've said, but we signed up to this system, and therefore, we're going to respect the judgment of the courts. You don't hear that anymore, if you ever heard it before, but you certainly don't hear it now.
David Cameron will address the Council of Europe's Parliamentary Assembly. He's expected to talk about the court in his speech. What would you like him to say?
Well, I think, just going back to my last comment, it would be helpful if the Prime Minister said, this is a court which we respect, which we signed up to. We're not going to withdraw from it. We're not going to withdraw from the convention. We want to increase our cooperation with the court, but of course subject to the reform program which is already in process and which we are supporting. I actually think that's probably what he will say. I imagine there'll be a couple of, probably bite-sized, quotable criticisms of the court, which will be playing for a particular area of the press. But aside from that, I think he'll be fairly constructive.